From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This weekend, millions of sports fans across Europe will be fixated on a rural, sparsely populated stretch of northern Maine. Aroostook County is hosting two biathlon World Cup events. Biathlon is wildly popular in Europe. Here in America, not so much. That is starting to change, though, as Jay Field reports from Maine Public Radio.
So some people listening might not know what biathlon is. Basically, it combines two sports near and dear to citizens in rural states that get a ton of snow: cross-country skiing and hunting. Though in biathlon, no one is shooting at deer or grouse.
With these 22 caliber rifles, they are quite sensitive for the wind.
Per Nilsson coaches the U.S. national team. He's watching his athletes take target practice at the Nordic Heritage Center in Presque Isle, Maine. In biathlon, skiers race around a cross-country track at breakneck speed. Up hills, around sharp bends, down corkscrews, and into the shooting range.
Then you come in with a heart rate about 180, and in 30 seconds you should be down to the mat. Take off the rifle, take your five shots, rifle on, and then away.
As you've probably figured out, Nilsson isn't American. He's from Sweden, where kids grow up idolizing biathletes, the way youth here look up to Kobe or LeBron. Nilsson was recruited to put U.S. biathlon on the map, in part by working with promising U.S. athletes like Sarah Studebaker.
The Nordic culture in Europe and Scandinavia especially is huge, and we don't have that as much here, but I think it's definitely growing in popularity.
An estimated 130 million Europeans are expected to tune in live to the races on five broadcast networks. Here in the U.S., you can watch a live video stream of the events on the web. Organizers were planning for more than 35,000 spectators to travel to northern Maine to watch the competition. Thousands of screaming fans rang cowbells in the cold at the first set of races. They got a special treat when Sarah Studebaker, who grew up cross-country skiing in Boise, Idaho, came in 14th in the women's sprint. That's the best finish for an American woman in 7 years. Back in 1999, the nonprofit Maine Winter Sports Center set out to make Aroostook a leading site for Nordic sports. The county, as locals call it, has a rolling landscape built with potato farms and increasingly wind turbines. In the winter, snowmobiling has traditionally been the major economic engine, but Nordic sports are making an impact. Aroostook now has two world-class biathlon venues, and skiing programs for adults and kids are now running in nearly 100 communities across Maine.
It's definitely a lot bigger than I expected it to be.
Jacob Toll, a high school junior, is one of hundreds of kids of all ages who took field trips to watch the races. Teachers in Aroostook County have incorporated the biathlon into their curriculum.
I just can't imagine all the hard work and everything they put in to actually get to this level.
Toll has at least some idea. He competes in both Nordic and Alpine events on his high school ski team. Biathlon may not overtake the NBA or NFL anytime soon, but as more people like Toll stay with the sport, it may mean the U.S. will eventually win a World Cup race. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field.